Reopening of campus, naming the new fitness center, and golf. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director, and thanks for tuning in to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, it has been since the middle of March that classes have been held on the Tennessee Tech campus, but on Monday, that all changes with the second summer session set to get underway, and that includes staff, administration, and some faculty being back on campus, as well as some students who will be in the classroom. Joining us to tell us more about being back on campus is Tennessee Tech President Phil Oldham. President Oldham, it has been a long spring and early summer, to say the least, but on Monday, the new Fitness and Recreation Center will be up and running. There'll be summer classes where they'll have students on campus, and faculty and staff and administration will be back. It'll almost be like normal, maybe.
Yeah, this is a clearly unprecedented time and very unusual for everybody. It's sort of familiar, but it's awkward. And I think everybody understands that. Yeah, everybody's doing a great job of making preparations on campus to have students and faculty and staff back on a regular basis. It'll probably look a little different here and there, but hopefully more normal than not.
Yeah, you know, with COVID-19 and everything that's been going on this summer, I guess one of the things that's been very important is letting people know what's going on. And I think, you know, maybe more so than other schools, Tennessee Tech has done a great job of informing the public, the students, the faculty. But I know that takes a lot of people to be able to do those things.
Yes, it does. And we got, as you know, babe, we got a wonderful staff that helps with all this, but it's been a challenge because even when we wanted to communicate on a number of things, the information was just a little unclear or unsettled.
Yeah.
I guess would be the appropriate term. So, you know, trying to find a time when things were a little more settled that we could communicate without confusion was a real challenge, and it continues to be a challenge because we get updated information from national sources and state sources all the time, practically every day, and so we've got to constantly update things, and there's always a chance that what we previously communicated has to be adjusted, and so we know that frustrates people, it frustrates us, but we just try to keep everybody as informed as possible as we go along. We try to not communicate prematurely before we have sufficient information to release, but we do try to keep everybody up to date.
And I know one of those messages that Tennessee Tech has been putting out is that you put students first, but you also are looking at the student safety and the safety of those on campus pretty much above everything else.
Yeah, that's really part of putting students first. And clearly there's plenty of room for debate and discussion about measures taken and what's appropriate, what's not. And the national and state media is full of a lot of those conversations, and that's healthy, that's appropriate. But ultimately we have to make decisions on campus to do the best job we know how to keep everybody safe and healthy. And fundamentally, on a more pragmatic way, to keep us open for business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing that we really want to avoid is having to shut down again and go online for some or all of a semester. That we did that very successfully in the spring, and I give a lot of compliments to the faculty and the students for how they managed all that. They did a great job. Actually, grades were higher than ever this last spring.
That's great. Is
a great testament to everyone involved. Mm-hmm. But it's also clear that nobody really liked doing that. And we want to avoid that. The students want an on-campus experience. We want to provide an on-campus experience. And so, you know, there are some measures that we can take that we believe can help us finish a successful fall semester without having to send everybody home. And that's our primary goal. And so there will be some changes, and there are some expectations for personal responsibility that students and faculty and staff really need to adhere to. We hope and think that they will.
Yeah, with the summer session starting, with some students coming back on campus and others taking some hybrid type courses where some are online, some are on campus kind of thing, maybe kind of ease into it a little bit, because nobody's really in the dorms right now. Those dorms will open August 16th through the 20th, when students will start moving back in and classes start on August 24th. And then by the time August rolls around, the 24th rolls around, classes start. And like you said, those students can kind of start to get that traditional experience that they love at Tennessee Tech, with some modification from a safety perspective.
Yeah, so the way we sort of designed, tried to engineer a restart to campus operations through the summer is a gradual return. Mm-hmm. And so we've been gradually incrementally bringing more employees, faculty and staff back to campus through the month of June. Here at the start of July, we'll have most all the non-faculty staff back on campus on a regular basis. And we, as you said, we'll have some students, not a lot, but we'll have some students on campus for traditional classes in the second summer term. So it really does give us an opportunity to kind of walk our way slowly through some of these modifications, kind of test the strength of the ice as we're stepping out here and there. Mm-hmm. Make sure that everything's working properly, and then also obviously gauge to see what changes in recommendations we receive from health officials at the national and state level as we proceed. So, you know, we're doing this cautiously. We're doing it with a lot of thought and conversation. Hopefully everybody's going to feel good about what we're doing to keep everybody safe and healthy.
Sure. And I know one of the things that some folks are asking about on a state level was Governor Lee coming out and just extending that state of emergency through August 29th, but that really doesn't affect anything that we were already doing or that you had already put in place, correct?
No, it doesn't. You know, all of our plans were really guided by the previous executive orders from Governor Lee already. Mm-hmm. The state also, with input from higher education officials, including us, put together a Tennessee pledge for higher education about a month ago that kind of outlines at least broad principles about reopening plans and how to go about reopening campuses, things to consider. And so, you know, we're following all those. And so, no, there's nothing in this current extension that seems to impact the planning that we've already done.
All right. President Phil Oldham with us on Tennessee Tech today. I know you've been awful busy, but I think you're certainly looking forward to the fall, as is everybody else.
Oh, I am. I hope everybody's having a good summer and wings up for a great summer two term and fall semester.
All right. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will hear from Mark Burnett, the former vice president for student affairs, who has had a great honor bestowed upon him. Stay with us.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Mark Burnett spent more than 36 years influencing students on Tennessee Tech's campus, including his years of service as an administrator and advocate for diversity. A standout basketball player for the Golden Eagles, Burnett graduated from Tech in 1982 with a degree in English journalism. Burnett is part of one of Tech's iconic moments in scoring the first point in Hooper Ebelin history. In addition, he was a five-time captain of the men's basketball team and earned a master's degree from Tech. Burnett retired from Tech in December as the Vice President for Student Affairs. As a lead administrator in student affairs, he worked with students, faculty, and staff to create and maintain student development. At Tennessee Tech's recent Board of Trustees meeting, the Audit and Business Committee of the Tennessee Tech Board of Trustees approved a recommendation to honor Burnett by naming the university's new Student Recreation and Fitness Center for him. The committee passed the recommendation to the full board, where it was approved unanimously. The building will now be known as the Mark L. Burnett Student Recreation and Fitness Center. And Mark Burnett joins us. And Mark, first of all, congratulations. I mean, having your name on the Student Recreation Center, that's got to be an honor for you.
Well, it really is. You know, I was thinking, what would I say if somebody asked me, what did I think about it? And, you know, quite frankly, it's I would like to be able to say it's a dream come true, but that would not be true. I mean, it's not even something that I imagined. So,
yeah,
I was really very speechless, almost at the point of tears when I heard that was going to occur, because I'm thinking, you know, how do you deserve something like that when you spend your whole career really just wanting to help students, you know, just wanting to see a student get a better life than they have today. And, you know, just trying to help them move forward, whoever I could help. And so you just don't expect these things. I just didn't expect that.
So last time we talked, it was last December, you were leaving Tennessee Tech, you're retiring, and what has been going on the last 6 months for Mark Burnett?
Well, started out pretty well. Took a couple of vacations, just like anyone who would retire, and then, of course, the virus hit and other things have been going on. So I've been pretty close to home base. I've been in Cookeville mostly the last few months. I've been doing some things with my artwork. I'll have a website in the next couple of weeks that'll probably go up with some of my work on it. And of course, you know, that's been a dream of mine.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of years. So those things are coming to fruition, but, you know, mostly just, and of course I have my church, and we've begun to meet at the church again. And so we really needed to do that. And, that brought some changes. I never spent much time with Facebook Live or anything. So I've kind of learned the ropes with that over the last few months. But, you know, when you're used to being so busy, being retired, one of the things with retirement is filling up your time.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to fill in that time with something. So I probably have spent more time painting than I have anything else. Still like to work out. Of course, you haven't been able to go to the gyms or anything. So it's, you know, being retired has been okay, but it's been a little frustrating in that this virus has curtailed some of your normal activities, your normal life, as it has for many people. It's kind of put things on hold.
Yeah.
And that's been a little frustrating. To be honest, that's been a little bit frustrating.
Well, you know, you've been used to being active. I mean, you served 36 years as an employee of Tennessee Tech, most of those years in the Division of Student Affairs, a large percentage of those as vice president.
Right.
And, you know, you have done a lot of things during your career at Tennessee Tech. You raised about $1.2 million for the Diversity Scholarship Fund, instrumental in founding for what is now the Leona Lusk Officer Multicultural Center. And of course, you came to Tech to play basketball, and you scored the first points in the Hooper Eblen Center. So they couldn't put your name on the Eblen Center because it's already been named. So yes, now they can put your name on something else. So there you go.
Yeah, well, it's really an honor, and I'll be honest with you, buddy. It still really hasn't sunk in.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things I've kind of tried to ignore it. And I joke with some friends. I said, you know, usually if your name's on a building, you're either a couple of things. You're either a president of a university, or you're either a major donor,
right?
Or you're dead.
Yeah.
I've been neither of those, although I've, you know, I serve the university to the best of my ability, and with thinking really nothing other than the years that you serve. You know, getting to a point where you could actually look back and say, you know, I did the best that I could, but never imagining anything like this. So, so again, to be honest with you, I've tried not to dwell on it too much at this point.
Sure. Well, you know, and I know that a lot of people may not know this, but you were extremely instrumental in getting the student body to approve a fee for the purpose of building the new center, and you work closely with the SGA and other students to show the benefit the center will have for student use and also for the university's image and reputation. So,
we realized that Tennessee Tech One was going to grow if things went the way the university planned it. So the first center, of course, I was involved with and became a part of student affairs at about its opening, really. And so we knew that at some point the current one would be too small. If we had our way and our student population grew, our campus grew, and it did. And so we had to, 10 or 12 years into the old building, we figured, we're going to need something else. We're going to have to do something else if we grow. The first one was built for about 7,500 students. And now we're growing past that, certainly. And so, it was time to think, okay, what is something else that we can do? And again, SGA, being advisor for SGA for 28 years, it was one of the conversations that you have with students, what would you like to see? What is one of the things you'd like to see
right
in the future of Tennessee Tech for your students, yeah, for your contemporaries, and a larger, better facility was one of the things that came up.
Mm-hmm.
And we just worked at it and talked about it. And, I'll give Dr. Bell and of course, Dr. Odom and even Angelo Volpe, their vision in terms of looking at things on the campus, not just academic, but the total well-being of the student body, it's certainly something to consider. And, hopefully it'll help with recruiting and other things that go on at Tennessee Tech.
Right. It will forever be known as the Mark L. Burnett Student Recreation and Fitness Center. And in being named that, I know how important diversity has been for you your entire tenure on this campus. You're the first, yes, and only African-American vice president at Tennessee Tech. And the naming of this building, it'll be the first building named for an African-American. Just talk about the significance of that.
Again, when you don't plan for these things, my job was to work with the entire student body, although diversity was certainly important to me,
mm-hmm,
being African-American and being one of few students on the campus of my race, then it's certainly important. I think, as I've told people before, I think an African-American student coming to Tennessee Tech University, while certainly in the minority, the thing is that you come into an environment where it's conducive to learning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much that you can gather and gain from being a student there. And so my plan strictly was to have anybody who wanted to attend to come, but certainly to have other African-American students come. That number, again, still on our campus is 4 or 5%. It can be larger. And that's why we, embarked on the diversity scholarship initiative and trying to raise money for that. So, the bottom line, it's a good school. My wife and I both are graduates. My wife's sister's a graduate. We've had family members. We've got another niece coming this fall. Who graduated from Austin East High School. So,
oh, wow,
we know the importance of an education at Tennessee Tech. And we know certainly that an African-American student can be successful at Tennessee Tech. There are many successful African-American alums out there who are doing quite well.
Yeah.
And so, being the first VP, being the first African-American to have a building named after them, certainly I'm still speechless. Because I always sit back and say, why me? I just worked,
yeah,
to make Tennessee Tech a better place because it did so much for me. That the university community there, for me, it just all worked out. Everything worked out. And so I said, it's my job to pass that forward. If I can do that, not just for an African-American student, but any student, to ensure that they're successful and that they have a better life, because I expect them to go out and help. So I would tell students all the time, now I've helped you, now you go out and help somebody else.
Right.
Education is the key to a lot of things. And the problems and issues we're seeing today, I tell students, students of color, I say, get your education. Because
mm-hmm,
it's the equalizer. There are a lot of things, socioeconomic issues and other things going on other than just the strife that we're seeing and the riots and all those things. Relative to African-American men and police and all those things. But education can be a leveler for a lot of people.
Right.
It can level the field to some degree. And so I tell people, get an education. You want to do better. You want to be better. You want to make it in this world, no matter what the adversity is. you know, education can be a very important thing. And I know education is not for everyone. It's not. We know that. But I tell people, as many young people as I can, but get what you can.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different ways to do it today that nobody should be denied. There's no way to be denied if you want it.
Yeah.
You can get it. And people, you know, so many people helped me at Tennessee Tech, I couldn't name them all. And again, I thought it was my job to turn around and do the same thing.
Yep.
For whoever I could.
Well, you know, the only thing I can think of next is for them to name a boy state city after you, Burnett City. How does that sound? Doesn't that sound good? That would be great.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and approach the American Legion as to Burnett, and I want to be the counselor of Burnett City.
Yeah, that's right. That would be the perfect thing is if you turn around and were the counselor for that. But you'd have to do it about 20 years.
Yeah.
You have to pay your dues.
Exactly. Well, congratulations, and I can't think of a more deserving person, especially for a recreation and fitness center. I mean, you've been the epitome of fitness. You know, you played basketball. You continued to use the fitness center, and I always see over there working out and encouraging people and talking to students. And, you know, you've always been about physical fitness aside from education and diversity. It's always been a big part of your life, too. So
it really has. And, you know, buddy, I tell people one of the keys to working with students for me was always – not having them come to my office all the time and being intimidated by that, because you know some of them would be. It would be seeing them at these other places, these other venues, whether it's a concert on campus or whether it was the recreation fitness center. You know, you get the opportunity to talk where you're in their environment. Mm-hmm. And so then it becomes easier to talk, to converse, to say, hey, how you doing? How's school going? You know, whatever, how are your parents doing, whatever's going on. And you would find out those things and not go back and process that and say, okay, now I need to call them and see, you know, okay, what can I do to help you? How can I help you?
Well, I certainly think, you know, you've certainly done a great job. And the current, the new Recreation Fitness Center is going to help students and help the university. And, again, having your name on it, I think just is the epitome of what you stood for while you've been at Tennessee Tech. And so, again, congratulations to Mark L. Burnett, Student Recreation and Fitness Center. Students are going to love seeing it this fall. I mean, it is an unbelievable facility. And they've got a golf simulator. That's what I like. They got a golf simulator. Forget the climbing wall. I can't climb that wall.
I have not been in it. So first chance I get, I hope I'll get to tour it.
Yeah.
In the near future. So I have not been inside.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a chance to enjoy it. Mark, thanks for being with us. And again, congratulations.
Buddy, it's good talking to you.
When the world is moving this fast, boldness is rewarded. At Tennessee Tech, we help you find your bold. We'll help you turn it into a career-ready education. That's Tennessee Tech. Bold futures begin here. tntech.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, athletics has been relatively quiet at Tennessee Tech because of COVID-19. The Golden Eagle Golf Course has been very busy, hosting events and providing an outlet for golfers around the Upper Cumberland. Joining us now is Golden Eagle Golf Course General Manager and PGA Professional, Matt Manzaro. Well, just tell us a little bit about what's been happening since COVID-19 hit, and obviously golf courses have been one of those things that has stayed open. So what is your job and life been like since March?
You know, since the whole COVID thing has hit, golf courses have been busier than normal. You know, taking extra precautions makes a little extra work, but you know, you almost don't want to take an opportunity to capitalize on the fact that you have that extra play and revenue. You know, very thankful that we are considered an essential activity. So we, you know, we can put people to work and we can continue working and provide an opportunity for people to get outside and just some fresh air and do things that are, you know, under the law allowed.
Yeah, and I know a lot of things have been canceled or rescheduled as far as Tennessee Tech events, but at the golf course, you've been able to have the Golden Eagle Scramble, which is the big fundraiser for Tennessee Tech Athletics, and then coming up in a couple of weeks, the big football alumni golf tournament fundraiser. So I guess you're probably like the only entity as far as Tennessee Tech where you've actually been able to have actual Tennessee Tech events.
Yes, sir. And we try to, you know, still make sure that we're not conjugating inside the clubhouse and, you know, doing what we can to, you know, hand out meals and not have buffets and still do the things and, you know, remain in the guidelines and eliminate as much touching as possible. But, yeah, still continue to operate and do things as safely as possible.
You know, with the COVID-19 and the, I guess, the effect that it's had on revenue and things like that, how important or how much does Mark Wilson, athletic director, appreciate the fact that the Golden Eagle Golf Club can still bring in some revenue for athletics?
You know, Mark is one of those guys that, you know, everybody knows that the guy works his tail off. And he's had his staff and several others out here continuing to work, you know, and putting those guys to work with has not been much to do on campus. And Mark's leading the charge. You know, when you see your director of athletics out there with a chainsaw and lifting logs and getting right in there in the dirt with everybody.
Yeah.
He shows you his appreciation by how hard he works.
Right.
And he's always very complimentary. He always tells you, you know, he appreciates what you're doing. He's just a really good boss to me. And lucky enough, I can call him my friend, but he's a hard worker and his work ethic shows a lot of times things that he can't express maybe in words. Cause he is always very complimentary. He does tell you he appreciates it, and he provides the resources that he can based on, you know, the limited budget and things that we're doing. And, you know, we're pretty much self-sustaining over here anyway.
Sure.
For the most part. But there's no doubt he's appreciative, not only by his words, but by his actions.
Well, how did the Golden Eagle Scramble go off? Because I know that's a huge fundraiser for Tennessee Tech Athletics. And I know that the usual concert on Friday night was postponed, but it seemed like everything else went off without a hitch.
Everything else went really, really smooth. I think people understood the fact that we couldn't have the concert, but I think on the flip side of that, they were grateful to be able to still get out and play golf. And you know, I think the one thing that's not probably expressed enough, and working for the university now, I understand a little bit more, but you know, there are what, three or four teams essentially that are self-sustaining, you know, can generate revenue. You have football, men's basketball, women's basketball, and baseball pretty much takes care of itself with their alumni. But, you know, you've got those other 10 or 11 teams that they really rely on this tournament. A lot of their funds come from this event. And when you start explaining that to the general public, they're like, why don't they explain that a little bit
more?
You know, you know, they don't know those facts.
Right.
And they get a whole different appreciation of, you know, I'm really glad I played this term, you know, I'm glad I did that, you know, so they can have a season or whatever the case may be. They get a little more energetic when they find out what it went for. And then, you know, when the tournament's successful like it was, and we had, you know, the number of players were up over last year. And you and I both know that's just that much more revenue than go to the teams.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I know you've also been hosting events, you know, that aren't necessarily Tennessee Tech affiliated, SNEDS Tour tournaments and the City Amateur. And what are some of the other things that you have coming up?
July, we've got the TTU Alumni Weekend football event. And then we had one, the Rains Agency canceled because of their, for whatever reason, they canceled due to COVID. We will have the Jordan Memorial, which is an SAE, more or less an alumni outing on a Saturday afternoon in the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
Averett Corporate will not let them do their event, so they have pulled out in August. The hospital is still going to have theirs, but they won't have a double shotgun on Friday to maintain, you know, with them kind of being the face of health. That's a lot of people on Friday afternoon, to, you know, standing around trying to turn that second shotgun around, but at least they're still having their event one Thursday, one Friday.
Great.
And that just kind of leads us in September. I did get news from the Breakfast Rotary. They're going to have their tournament in September.
Great.
So we will still have the two-man Breakfast Rotary tournament, which is always a good one. So overall, you know, the events are good. It just takes a little more organization because you can't have the buffets and the, you know, so many people in the clubhouse. Unfortunately, the weather's been good where we can keep people outside and inside and keep people spaced out, you know, to the best of our ability.
Right.
And it is a little more challenging. You know, you have the hand sanitizers. You make sure you're doing extra cleaning every night, and the carts when they come up every morning, or if they go back out being cleaned, and you know, maintaining those standards. It's just, you just try to keep everybody safe and hope for the best.
Yeah. All right, Matt Manzaro, the general manager of the Golden Eagle Golf Club and the PGA professional there. He's a man who wears many hats and is ready for a day off. But just thank you for the work, and I'm sure that you are happy that you are being able to help people with the game of golf and just let them enjoy it during a time when, like you said, people need to get outside and just kind of enjoy themselves. All right. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thanks, buddy.
And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the TT website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.